don't we? When I would think that's, but maybe, you know, under administrative.
After we review the
job description.
Yeah, and I just, all I did was shift that on from Jeff Seifert and told Jim the only thing I would correct on it is it said that it was person was answering to the, you know, IDA, and I put, no, you need to put it to the committee.
And I made a change.
Sure, it was just a template to use. Right. You know, I have no input on it other than I'm just trying to get you some expert opinion of what they're seeing elsewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right, so then we'll touch base the next couple of days about the job description and post it accordingly when it's ready to. So.
All right, and then if you need me to assist with trying to get a job description in regards to Joan's duties and you guys want to give me templates of that, that's what we do with Lynette as well, so that's not a problem to help you guys do that.
Okay.
The main thing that I wanted to stress is that Taney County and listening to the other commissioners talk at the commission meeting are so fortunate to be a step or a jump ahead of neighboring counties on receiving funds and taking the right steps to get things done.
Sure, and that's where we want to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, John, I was just going to move into, since we're in general session, I wanted to clarify a few things from last general session I was here. There was the discussion of funds that were sitting in IRAs or monies that were out there.
Right.
This week it was resolved. I can get you the exact amounts on the email I received yesterday, but yesterday finally Helen was met with by one of the representatives of our board. There was about $3,400 in a checking account. That $3,000 has been transferred over to the county yesterday. We kept a checking account so when we get awards we can still put the money in there then to be transferred to the county. But there was also two IRAs out there, and these go back years, evidently. It was better at Helen's agreement with them to just wait until they mature, and as they mature and are up for renewal, then to pull them over to the county. Those happen in March and May, I believe, is when they're doing that, and Helen's aware of the dates and everything.
Okay.
So as those happen, those will fold right on over. The total amount there was about $12,000. With the $3,000 that was done yesterday.
The only protection that we would ask, and I know that the discussion's been made that about the signatures, that the auditor, the only reason I bring that up is he keeps the insistency of two signatures. So all the things that apply to...
Yes, our account has dual signatures on it.
Right.
I've heard of that.
Right.
And the thing is then also we did have the award of the other $35,000 closing with Branson Creek that has not come to fruit yet. It has been approved by you guys on the CID, which caused our vote to go through as well, because ours was contingent on you guys approving the CID for Branson Creek. So that is in the process of going through the works. Once that money's received, it'll flow right on to the county.
And we have our follow-up meeting, I think, the 19th on the amended.
Yeah. So I know that that is happening. And the final thing I just thought I would let you guys know is I mentioned Jeff Seifert before from the Ozarks Economic Regional. And one of the things I am, first of all, meeting with him on this Friday to meet with the regional USDA rep as well for our area and just trying to tie them down a little tighter in regards to what they can see for monies in our community and developing a little more of a tight relationship there. Not we don't have one, but just being exposed to it. And then the other thing is that we voted at our last meeting for the EEZ map to be drawn. He's given us a first rendering of it. There is a correction to be made of that, and then I believe the next meeting is when we will have a completed enhanced enterprise zone mapped for Taney County. We will be one of three counties out of the 10 that are in the Ozark Economic Regional, Greene County, Webster, and then us. So it would be very advantageous to us to have these zones drawn up for future monies as well.
You're about out of time. You need to get out of here, but I've got questions about that. Maybe Ron and Joan can help me answer those questions.
Sure.
On the EEZ deal.
Okay. Sounds great.
I mean, stay as long as you want.
I gotta go.
I know you said you had to be over at 11:30.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your time.
See you later.
You bet you.
Thanks, Jeff. See you around.
The questions I've got is, were you here, Joan went? No, you weren't here. Seth was here, and we took this to the other taxing entities, and there were strong concerns. Am I on the right page here?
It was at the airport.
Yep.
It was not. Yes, it was. There was a strong concern because there was a lot more questions than there were answers.
So my concern, and y'all could probably tell me more from what Tim was reporting, is where are we on that? And have the taxing entities, school boards, fire department, and the different ones, do they know what's going on?
I actually wasn't included with regard to the EEZ because I said I'm chasing so many projects right now. Which do you want me to do? And they said chase the projects.
Right.
I do understand that it's a matter of explaining to schools and taxing entities about really what an EE zone is, but I don't have the specific knowledge you're asking for.
Okay. At that meeting at the airport, we invited the schools. Blankenship was there on behalf of Branson, had some very, shall we say, emotional questions. I think Dr. Taylor was there as well. Actually, our former superintendent, Mr. Parrott, was there. And so I think they've been somewhat educated on what an EEZ is.
I think they have, too. And it was a state official that came and gave that presentation. You weren't there either, were you, Ron? That was before you all came on.
From the State Department of Economic.
So, just frankly, where are you? Where's the IDA on this zone, the EEZ? Where are we? What step are we?
Well, as Joan just stated, we've really been working the different projects and haven't been involved in that. I do know that they're talking with Jeff
Seyfried, yeah, Lee. Uh-huh.
And discussing the possibility of creating a zone or zones within Taney County itself, and are in the process, as I understand it, of educating the different political subdivisions as to what that means. But as far as the nitty-gritty of what those meetings are, we haven't sat in on them.
Y'all don't know what's happening then, really. Okay, for what it's worth, education, I think you said something about, Joan, they needed to be educated. But on the other hand, as Bob said, the state did come down and explain things out. And they need to be sold that this is good for their districts. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but they need to have the opportunity to maybe again be explained, this is why we think we ought to do this. I mean, we owe them respect to hear their voices out as we did that time, and then we dropped it. And I just feel certain, don't you, Bob, that they feel like we've dropped it unless somebody's talked to them just recently. And we need to talk to them, and I don't know that that's your all's job.
There were no follow-ups. There's no reason for them to think anything's going forward.
Exactly. And if what I'm hearing is the IDA board is talking about going forward, we need to get that on the table for those taxing entities to have opportunity to
be
involved.
If you have opposition from them, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. It would make it difficult to support EEZs.
Exactly.
A lot of questions that wasn't answered.
The one big thing to me is the taxing entity just sees that they're going to lose their taxing, their benefit of the tax, and if it proves that it if somebody can prove that it brings in more money for them and helps them, then you're going to have their support. But otherwise, we don't have their support, and we need to look real hard about moving forward if those tax entities don't support it. Anyway, I didn't know. I guess I need to talk to Tim and the board more to see where they are as far as what step you think. Or
that would be our suggestion.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all are just not really in that loop.
We are not.
From what I've had conversation with Tim, he has been talking to some entities.
Yes. Okay.
And so he's moving forward very slowly and cautiously, but from what I understand from Tim, he has talked, I think, to Hollister School. I don't know if he's talked to Branson yet, but he has talked to a few of them. But the board also has talked amongst some of their circles just to get some feedback. I think there's a cautious openness is probably what I would probably say, but I mean, it's very, very early, I think, to even think that we're going to get a zone and approve it without any comment, public comment. I mean, I was at that airport meeting. It was a disaster. It turned into an I hate TIFF session versus really.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. I mean, it turned into an I hate TIFF session, which really, they're not the same. And because I believe Seth didn't do a very good job explaining and separating the two, it became a real blurred, what is this program really doing versus TIFF. So, I mean, my thinking is, you know, there was a lot of questions. Are you gonna do an EEZ for the entire county, just zones? Because the whole concept is to bring economic growth. So some counties do just along certain corridors where they want economic growth. Some counties do the entire county because they just want any growth. And we have that flexibility to create a zone. But I think that's part of the discussions are, you know, where are we trying to, what is the IDA's vision for the economic growth and drawing businesses in? But there's a lot of what ifs, but I really believe that, you know, Tim coming up with an idea would be just basically based off of feedback he's hearing from the community. But I'm in agreement. Once we get closer to what they're actually asking, then we need to get the affected subdivisions and political subdivisions involved to see where their position is. But I believe Tim's talked to a few of them.
Alan Kunkel is another good resource for EEZ zones. He was formerly head of the Ozark Regional Economic Partnership through the Springfield Chamber, and he's moved on now to MSU, and Jeff Seifert holds the position Alan held. But he's very knowledgeable. Alan used to work for DED, so he's another good resource that's readily available to us.
Good point. He's a sharp guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What other?
This is their time for give us a small update, I guess.
Okay.
Is that right? On the agenda.
CDBG disaster supplemental funding. We are readily awaiting for awards and announcements, and we feel optimistic and we feel good about that because we had 5 good projects. This was a really exhilarating time for me, being able to work with the commission on this. I think we had great teamwork, we had great projects, great input from our grant writers, and I think we'll get an award, maybe 2 awards. There will be about 15 projects announced in the first wave of announcements, and then there will quickly be working on the second announcements.
Any timeline?
Oh, Ron and I know Liz Roberts intimately now, and I probably shouldn't
use
the word casually.
Literally any day. Okay. So that's CDBG.
Disaster supplemental funding.
You know, now, remind me of this project. Was that Boys Camp, Clevenger Cove? What else was on that list?
There was Bull Creek at Round Mountain. Okay. There was the Bradleyville Rural Fire District. Okay. And there was Developmental Connections.
Okay, I remember that now. So that was the disaster. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Biosolids will request a special appropriation of $400,000 from Emerson and Blunt and will copy Senator Bond. Rockaway dredging project, been working with that with Commissioner Pennell on that. We're in the process of setting up another meeting and will involve Rocky Presley, who is the local core person. It's been challenging. This project has been challenging. We go in circles some, but we're trying to go forward with it, and we know the core is a key piece in this puzzle, so we need to get clarification from them precisely what we need to do.
Joan, if I can interrupt for Danny and Jim, because I've been there. You've been working, and Rockaway's been working, and Barbara's been working, and just plugging right along, and then we hit the fact that you've got to have a permit from the Corps, and that kind of sets back in a way. But anyway, that's got to be faced, as you just said, in order for that to go forward. So we're out of luck for this year, right?
Correct.
And
need to be submitted by the 17th of February, so we're out of luck.
But I think everybody's hard is to keep working at it and look at other options. Mr. Kitchen has got an idea, and down at Rockaway, he's fired up good head working on it. And so anyway, I appreciate all you've done on that, and it's kind of sad that we hit that bump when we did, because we were hoping we'd get that At least out there where they have to pick on it. But
yes.
Anyway.
But if we can get clarification from the Corps precisely because we've gotten some different messaging from the Corps on what we did have to do and what we didn't have to do, so we need to get it straight.
And Rocky's just very willing and able to come in and help us, and so I hope that'll be another good step.
Courthouse energy audit, started working with Commissioner Strathus last spring on this, and it has culminated in our application being submitted in a timely fashion. The most difficult application we've had. We have partnered with schools, health departments, city of Branson, 10-11 fire departments. That was one of the requisites. You had to partner, and the second, you had to leverage, which means you had to suggest how you were going to fund the rest of this project in addition to the DNR monies. We are expecting an announcement late in February, and we are anticipating that we are going to be one of the awardees. We have a good project. This was an excellent team of people. I just love working on this project. Barbara Boley, grant writer. Rod Finkel, engineer. Amazing fellow. Debbie Redford, grant writer. Jillian Roulon was instrumental with us, working hard. And then Linda Gifford came in at the last. And, of course, Jim led us in this, in bringing it to my attention and pointing us in the right direction. Very, very hopeful we'll get an award here, because it not only will help the courthouse, but it will speak volumes in PR as we have involved all these other partners across the county. Recovery zone bonds. As you know, we got $1,300,000 for Cantone in the first reallocation. Going back to our original allocations, there we were allocated $503,000 for a recovery zone facility bond, which we used Arrowhead Building Supply, and $335,000 for an economic development bond. That has to be a public project, and that's what I wanted to call to your attention today. Under Missouri law, all unused recovery zone bond allocations revert back to the state on July 1. The county has not used the recovery zone economic development bond allocation yet, so you may want to look carefully at a public project.
We chose to do that? We did for Arrowhead is public, right?
Arrowhead is a private facility bond.
Okay, and they've got placement.
Yes, and they haven't closed yet, but they're...
They're working with the bank and working on the placement and all that.
And Carson Ellis is the bond counsel.
Okay, so that's all taken care of, and so there's an additional...
We have $335,000 allocated for...
The public, which is public buildings.
That's correct.
Okay.
That can be used for capital expenditures, for properties in the zone. It can be used for public infrastructure expenses for public facilities, and job training and educational programs. Okay. And Carson Eliff is our bond counsel and would be more than glad to confer with the commissioner, with Mr. Paulson, about recommendations and his suggestions. But it has to be closed by July 1.
Could I add to that? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is just a great opportunity for the county or an entity within the county to get what it boils down to is really cheap money for a project. So it's something that surely if we have a project out there and we'd like to get it as cheap as possible, this might be a great way to do it. It's not a lot of money, but it's money.
If I could interrupt, as you're talking, Joan, and Ron, you've added to it. As your days wind down here pretty fast as they go, something like this, could you make us, Ron, you and I had a conversation about when you were clerk and you left some strong notes on some documents that didn't want to get lost. They were important, and whoever followed you, you want to be sure they didn't lose them. And you made very strong actions to do that. Some of those things, before you get away from us, like this one might be one of them, that you leave us a, these are things that you don't let these slip when I leave. Am I making sense?
Absolutely. And Ron and I submit a report monthly of action items to the IDA. So that is on my report to the IDA and will be.
But I'm saying if you got three or four things that are important that we sure don't want to let slip through our fingers, if you'd highlight us a list, might be valuable.
I'd be delighted to.
Thank you.
Yes. As you know, the Kirbyville sewer project is having a groundbreaking today in the mud or in the frozen ground, one or the other.
May I just ask a quick question? I mean, you just referred in public session to as our days are winding down. Have you actually publicly said to the people who are listening why you said that?
No.
Okay.
Should it be held? I'm so sorry.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it was okay.
It might make more sense to people if they knew what it was you were referring to, is all I'm saying.
Okay. For the record, Joan brought us a resignation notice to our sadness, or whatever you would say, in executive session a few minutes ago, and she's written a little letter. And March 5th will be her last day, and it was expressed and expressed again since we're on the mic. The commission's sad to see you go, and you've worked like a champion, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate the commission. I appreciate the opportunity. This has been an exciting adventure.
Right.
And as you can see by the awards that we're already receiving, this office has paid for itself many times over. These are just monies that that are out there. We just need to go after them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Faith Community Health Center is another project I'm working on, and Barbara Bowley's going forward with that. The Hiding Place has a new project, Men's Shelter. Looking into that. Commissioner Stroff has brought that to my attention and been working with him on that, as well as principals at the Hiding Place. CDBG facility grants. This is a different kind of grant, and Ron tapped into this. The deadline is April 1. He and Barbara Bowley and I, grant writer Bowley, we are looking at projects now that might be potential, this might be a potential source of funding, and Ron will speak more about this. Pretty much that's my report.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks, Joan. Ron?
Are you going to follow up with the reason?
No. I mean, I'd like it.
don't feel like you have to, Joan.
That's all right.
We'll leave it if you want to leave it.
No, it's fine. I'm getting married.
You didn't tell us that.
No.
Well, we'd have been singing and dancing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for dragging it out, Ron. I mean,
well, I just found out.
I mean,
but I thought that certainly it should be announced that the public needs to know why she's leaving. That's
she's off the market.
Very positive.
It was not in her letter, so you were kind of holding back on us there a little bit. Congratulations, very good.
Thank you,
Ron. As the last item that she brought up, and I think you're fixing to go into it, at her commissioner's meeting, I keep referring back to that, but it is the more valuable part of our trips to Jeff City and all the educational things that we go through. But we were sitting and visiting with counties that have emergency shelters, different types of facilities for different things that have been already talked about today, as far as places like the Hiding Place and things like that. And some of those are a little more advanced in those areas than we are. They haven't received anywhere close to the funding that we have received for other projects, but they already had those in existence, or they had started a program and kind of like we were stepped forward with those, because I talked to, and I can't believe, I can't remember if it was Barry County or Lawrence County that talked about the number of shelters that they had, and it was significant. And as you well know, I've talked about that especially in the eastern area where we don't have those kind of facilities. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead with your report. I kind of stepped in there, but I thought it was interesting that other places have stepped forward and reach for those funds.
You're talking specifically about the shelters, et cetera?
Yes.
There are a number of county officials across the state that have been active for years, or an employee within the courthouse who had a contact with one of the departments on a state level who has let them know what was available, and therefore they have been involved. We, through the years, really haven't pursued that. In all the 20 years I was here, I don't remember really any type of effort where we sought grants or specific programs of assistance and aid in any of those areas. And so some of the counties certainly had a leg up on us, if you will, at least in knowing who the right contacts were, how to go about that, talking to grants writers. But over the course of the last several months, we've really come a long way since you all have put this program or implemented this program and made those contacts or remade those contacts and are pursuing those particular dollars. The dollars that she's referring to on these community facility dollars, I was in the Department of Economic Development talking to a staff person about the pending five projects we have through CDBG disaster supplemental funding. And she said, Ron, are you aware that April 1st is a deadline for $2 million that we have for community facilities? I said, no. She said, well, if you have a project, whether it's one of these or another project that you want to bring back, and what fueled her comments were, I was trying to get them to sneak or add the Bradleyville Rural Fire District down there for $26,500 to finish the firehouse that they've got. And so she brought this up as an avenue of another way we might approach it. Well, in talking with Joan and talking with our grants writers, we're trying to find what projects out there we might be able to go get. Those projects are capped at $300,000. There's only $2 million available statewide, so it's highly competitive. But because we know the right people, because we've made those contacts, we have a great opportunity to snag at least one of those, hopefully. So we're in the process of trying to pick that project and go after it.
Right. I remember now it was Howell County. In the West Plains area and over in there, and the comment was made, we have one in every little town. That was the way they put it. And so I thought, well, I'll bring that back to Joan and Ron and bring that information back to them, because I was talking to Barry, Lawrence, and all the commissioners in that group, and the old boy stepped forward from over in Howell County, and he said, we have one in every little town. And so whether he said that with some jokingness about it, or maybe they do. I know West Plains has a big facility. So anyway, go ahead.
Dennis Von Allman is the county clerk over there, and I'll contact him and ask him how they went about achieving that, whether it was state, whether it was federal, and see if we might tap into the sources that they have.
All right.
Go ahead and jump through your list a little faster, Ryan.
I'll try to condense that. Just a couple of comments to add to what Joan has already discussed. On the biosolids, I think you're all aware that we have moved that from a potential federal appropriation through Senator Bond, since he doesn't want to address any federal appropriations that can't be completed within his last year in office, and this is his last year. We've moved those projects to our congressional delegation of Roy Blunt and Joanne Emerson, and are pursuing those with all due diligence, as well as state monies through Department of Natural Resources Clean Water Commission. Again, the CDBG supplemental disaster funding that she spoke to is pending. You know, originally they told us that they thought that would be awarded before November, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Then it was going to be before Christmas. Now we have been told that there have been recommendations made, and we're waiting for those announcements, as she said, any day, and almost on a daily basis we're checking on those dollars. White River Emergency Communication System, we're also pursuing federal appropriation dollars through, and we've added Senator Bond to that request, as well as Congresswoman Emerson and Congressman Roy Blunt, because that is something that could be completed within his last year in office if, in fact, he chooses to pursue that. $400,000 has already come. $400,000 is pending President Obama's signature, and we are seeking as much monies or funds as we can through the federal appropriations process to complete that project. The Highway 160 project we have established, as I had Jillian send out an email to all interested parties, a meeting on February 19th, which is going to be at the Forsyth City Hall at 2 o'clock. There will be Representative Maynard Wallace. There will be a MoDOT representative. There will be a representative from Joanne Emerson's office that is present. And we will be discussing that Highway 160 corridor from down here at the river all the way through Forsyth, all the way to F Highway, and then F Highway over to the High Road, which ties in at Highway 65. So we're going to talk about all the possibilities that exist and the little projects that we have that are combined within that corridor. Chuck, you had a question?
Say that date again. February 19th?
February 19th. Yes, sir.
At Forsyth City Hall?
At Forsyth City Hall.
Okay, good.
And that should be coming out as a just a prelude story in this week's paper as well.
I would. I wasn't sure if you wanted the commission there as a whole, or is it just, you know, we'll post the meeting, obviously, multiple commissioners here. I would ask, and I've talked to Maynard, so I'm just going to, I would ask that we keep this discussion as a positive of the importance of 160 widening, but not at the expense of other projects that are on a list. This meeting spurred from a list that came out that there was a road that was higher ranked than this road in Taney County. By that that list that came out by MoDOT, the High Road came out as number one on the project list for the District 8. Then there was letters sent from Maynard to MoDOT. Then Maynard sent us letters, basically questioning the list. And I've spent some time with MoDOT since then to understand the better understanding of the list. That road is on the list, and the importance of that list is I guess it would be a debatable thing, but what I would just ask is, I think you're probably going to be hosting or the meeting. We keep it on a very, I don't want another road to get bashed just to get this road above that road.
Right, and that's not our intention.
Okay.
It's just one of the many projects that we have.
Right.
And in the course of following through with that particular project, we thought it would be good to have an informational meeting because there are a number of small projects that are tied up within the Highway 160 corridor
right.
itself. This intersection right here at Y Highway and 160 is one. The intersection of F Highway and 160 is another. These are projects within the overall corridor that were submitted.
And well, Joanne Emerson did let me know that they did get that funding, the special appropriation request for the F-160 and Rockaway Beach intersection got funded above the line, so we got new, MoDOT got new money.
Mm-hmm.
And that they'll be redoing that intersection for sure now. So that is that was. I'm sure you knew that too. I think, Ron.
And this is part of actually the MoDOT District 8 planning session that was
right.
held.
Right.
And I was at that meeting. The number and these were ranked by county officials from all the different counties that were present: Greene County, Webster County, mm-hmm. Stone, Douglas, Christian, Taney, etc. As well as different people from planning organizations, cities, et cetera. They divided us up into groups.
Well, I know that, but the problem is I think Maynard doesn't understand that.
It's just I understand. It's just an assist. MoDOT was wanting to know what the different officials and different representatives from the different organizations thought about all the projects. We had 150 projects to choose between that were in the district. I know exactly what you're saying, Commissioner.
Okay.
Maynard, I assume you're talking about his desire to see F Highway turn four lane.
160. I mean, the whole thing. F and 160. He believes that should be the number one road.
I think
focus in District 8.
I think I got a letter from Maynard.
You did. That's what I said. We all got letters, and he
focused on the F four lane.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question is, the reason I bring it up, besides you already brought Maynard up, is was that road in the matrix that
yeah.
y'all worked on,
mm-hmm.
where was it in relation to
It's a top 10 on that road.
It's a top 10.
Originally, in the... give me
just... I'm remembering back when we've looked at the...
In the Southwest report. Missouri Regional Transportation Plan, the right. old one, it was ranked number 10.
Okay.
But then there are other projects that have already been completed, so it has moved right up towards the top of that plan.
You're talking about the four-lane F highway, or are you talking about 160?
Talking about Highway 160 corridor, and a part of that is F highway. And it's my understanding that's really the increment of the project that Maynard is pushing for. And I didn't know it was four-lane, but I was confident it was three, but it may be four.
The reason for my question... As this has come up before, it's been improving 160. And four-lane and F highway would be a different listing on the chart. And my question is that on the chart separately? Because Maynard's got it as a focus, which is a good focus to have.
I met with MoDOT recently, and it's on their list, which is a different list than this list.
Correct.
But when Danny and yourself and a number of people from the area worked with MoDOT the other day.
Yes, sir.
That's my question. Was that one of the projects?
The intersections were, but not the entire route itself.
Well, that was my guess that's the way it had. And it's kind of bringing it up to the front, which is a good thing.
And what will happen on that meeting next week is HDR, who was hired by the city of Forsyth, are going to give a presentation of the preliminary engineering work that they've done on the entire corridor. Following that, then Maynard will discuss which part of that that he wants to talk to,
okay.
And anyone else that's there that would like to. And we put Dan down because you had pushed from the very beginning the entire Highway 160 corridor, if in fact you want to address that. But it's really for informational purposes to see where we're at, because it had moved up in the different priority rankings of county officials and on the Southwest Regional Transportation Plan. We are contemplating through the city of Forsyth looking at a federal appropriation for that as well as state funding through MoDOT that could be received. So we thought it was time to have a meeting wherein the public could be advised as to that project.
I think what Jim's main, and it might not hurt us to contact Maynard, I think what Jim's main focus is Jim knows that my contact with Joanne Emerson on the intersection here at Y, the F Highway intersection,
right.
The Coy Boulevard, I forget the terminology that they're using on the naming of it as Cedar Wood Road or something that connects Coy Boulevard with Y Highway. It's on there. Now, what Jim's saying is we don't want to stretch the other part of this road project to the point that we can't get those projects done, right?
I don't want to damage what we've got.
I just want to make sure that
the importance of 160, without a doubt, 160 is a very important part. Mm-hmm. I just don't want the damage other projects in a county at the expense of trying to elevate this one.
Yeah, and actually that's not what we're doing, is trying to elevate it. We're just having an informational session regarding Highway 160 corridor, the possibilities for funding, along with all the other projects that we're working towards. Quite frankly, history has proved throughout the state that when MoDOT gets involved in the intersections and actually builds those intersections, it's not very long before they fill in the dots between.
Well, talking to them yesterday, they said that they were going to do a big roundabout at that intersection, deal with the three roads.
I think that,
and they have adequate money, they have the easements to do that there first, and then they already have money that they're going to resurface F, and then all the way to 65, and then restripe it from Bull Creek to 65 into a three-lane map. So we'll have a passing lane. So they're going to redo all that this summer.
Yeah, and I had been told
that quick
that this summer for all those things.
I didn't realize it was that quick. I knew that was on,
because earmarks. The biggest thing about earmarks or special appropriation requests, they have to be if they're below the line, which means they just reallocated the money that we were already going to get. If it's above the line, it's net new money. This request is above the line, so that means it's net new request. So this roundabout or intersection improvement was new money to MoDOT.
this information you just gave Danny and I that's new to us came from MoDOT, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Are they, who's our speakers on this February 19th?
MoDOT's Frank? Not scheduled to speak, but they will have a representative at the meeting.
Frank Miller, I think, was going to be there.
The information you just gave us a minute ago is very encouraging.
The thing is,
I think we ought to be hearing that from MoDOT.
And I'm wondering if I need to talk with Frank, to make sure that he's meeting with MoDOT regularly, because right now the transportation funding is changing so rapidly on the state, on all the states. It's changing weekly, because when I was talking to the person I was talking to, I'm trying to think of their name, they said they just got the information. I mean, it's just changing that rapidly. Because he talked about also a ballot initiative for a half-cent sales tax this November to raise $7 billion to pay for infrastructure in Missouri.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of things happening at the MoDOT level.
Wondered when that'd come up.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard anything for a long time.
One thing about this list, just the list that we talked about, there's 10 districts in MoDOT. They're going to combine all the lists. He said it's quite possible that our top one may not get on the top 10.
Statewide.
It may not even be in the top 50. He said it's possible that this thing gets ranked so low in there. He said, but this is a way for...
And now basically, that's what you're saying. Even if it doesn't, we want those intersection projects...
As fast
as they can be put in, so that it doesn't interfere with, as you call it, connecting the dots.
Well, they said that it's real. In a conversation I had with Mr. Ziegenfuss a long time ago, and then mentioned it to MoDOT, they said if the intersections were improved along the way, it's a lot easier for them to get money to connect the dots.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So the question is, do we want to, out of our own funds, maybe help the process by improving an intersection here and there? That would help MoDOT connect the dots. So there's always some thoughts of how we want to spend money to get more money.
I think what you just mentioned is something we really need to give some thought to. Right.
And there is a cost share program out there that not everyone is able to participate in, and that's a 50-50 cost share program where they do have monies that are available, as right. well as if there is a local entity that comes up with half. I too have heard rumors as we're talking with the MoDOT people and with our legislators regarding potential monies that could be forthcoming. But that's real solid to hear what you've announced this morning.
How about, Ron, I'm understanding you've kind of orchestrated this, and you've got, I assume, our transportation people, Buddy Roberts and David Miller.
I had a meeting last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, in Jefferson City with Maynard. Maynard specifically wanted to address the issue. He was going to be in Taney County. He's going to be speaking at College of the Ozarks and ask if he and I could sit down and talk about the projects. And I said, well, do you want to sit down with the commission? We'll invite them, City Mayor of Forsyth, Miriam Woods, Rockaway Beach, all the entities that would be touched by Highway 160 corridor. He thought that was a great idea. That was the genesis of putting this together.
Okay. But, well, two thoughts. David and Buddy have worked on our, whatever you call that, task force or whatnot, at the regional planning folks. Dan Watts is the leader there that has come down and spoke to us and has worked on 160 a lot. I think they should be invited because they put a lot of work into this and might have some kind of an encouraging word or something for us. And the people you just mentioned, the mayors, and they'd be interested in what's happening.
You bet.
Yep. Good deal.
Very quickly, I'll move down to the Highway K project. What we have discovered, there are monies available for the flood damage repair. The individual that I spoke with, Mr. Heiser, didn't speak to a sum of money for the elevation of the project. However, he has led me to a point that I can follow and which I am doing to see if there are funds available for that. And we've already spoke to the community facility grant opportunities that Joan had alluded to earlier. Aside from that, gentlemen, I can address any of these projects or issues if you have questions.
It sounds to me like you're on top of everything. There's not anything that I have particular questions about myself. Enjoyed the update, and like I said, Jim's participation in that conversation, I think that helps us also know where we're at. So,
I have one other issue. Excuse me. It is an email that I received from Sean Barnwell, who's our point person on the White River Emergency Communication System that we're trying to put together for the sheriff, all the cities, the fire district, 911, et cetera, so that they can better communicate, so that they can be more efficient in the work that they provide. There are a couple of opportunities for monies, but one in particular that he's asked me to ask you all about is the state JAG, the Justice Assistance Grants Program. It's been announced. The deadline is this February 24th, which is right around the corner. We're not eligible as a county to apply unless, in fact, we're applying for all these agencies combined, because we did receive a direct award in 2009, dollars through this particular grant ability. Sean feels that we should do it, but it requires a 25% match. He is willing, or he has suggested one of our grants writers be put upon this, because if we initiate any amount for 25%, he feels confident that the opportunity is there to get 75%. So if we put up 10, we get 30. If we put up 25, we get 75 towards this initial program. That's not a lock. However, if in fact the county doesn't want to encumber dollars towards this particular project at this time through that grant application, the Recovery Act JAG has not been announced yet. It will be announced, and there will be no match that's required. So we can pursue that either by putting 25% up. If we don't get it, then we just roll that over. And what that does actually is get you a foot in the door. They've already seen your grant application. They have it in hand. You've already talked to the players about it. If the 75% is not there from the state, it's a hand through by the Fed to the state, to fund our program, then you're one of the first ones in line for the Recovery Act dollars when they come through.
Those are significant dollars, aren't they, Ron?
Yes, sir.
We received, what, $400,000 from...
Now, that was through an appropriation and the federal government. This is a justice assistance grant, of which we've received considerably less than that, but it's been applied to different cities within the county. And we can do that in applying for all agencies together. If we apply for $100,000 and we're awarded, they're going to pay $75,000. We have to come up with $25,000.
Is Jimmy involved in this?
Yes.
Okay. I wondered how much involvement that he had, because he has attended all the meetings with Sean that I've been at. So we're going to have to get on the move.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to say we got one quick vote to do real fast. So thank you.
Let us know about that, because the deadline is February 24th for that application.
Okay.
We need to know a dollar.
No. And the information he sent me was, we will put together the grant application based upon what the county feels that they could.
Well, how much are we talking? 25% of 100,000 or 100 million?
I would suggest that we get Jimmy and Sean to come visit with us.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean's
is
been,
that what your question?
They've been behind this for
up to 100,000. We could ask for far more, but if you want to go after 100, then the county has to come up with 25% if we're successful.
Is it? I mean, like Chuck said, is there a way we could, Jimmy, just to have a discussion with us next week on that?
Yeah.
Like Jimmy, Sean's always been available, and
you bet.
I think
I'll contact
get them in there, and they can explain it better.
If not next week, I mean, our week's filling up pretty fast. So.
Well, it has to be right away, because it takes time to put that application together and have it in their hands by the 24th.
I'll give Sean a call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sean a call.
We have DOE member to vote on.
Right.
I think Kelly is Trimble willing to go. I think he was waiting on you. I think there's been some sort of conversation maybe.
I've not had one with him, but I did. My request was to make sure that his qualifications met the statute.
And they did.
And they did. And,
yeah.
And I called yesterday and had Jillian look or Bob researched that for me to see if they did. I have no problem with Kelly sitting on that board myself. I don't.
I let him know how much work is involved. I mean, so but it's only a one-year term to the end of this year.
And the work's not that bad this year. It'd be next year.
Next year
the work would be bad.
Right.
So he'll serve this year, and he's got a better taste if he wants to swing the next one.
So I'll move that we appoint Kelly Trimble to the Board of Equalization for a term expiring 12/31 of 2010.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'll have him up there too. I'll have Julian and Nikki let him notify that if he can be here tomorrow, that'd be great.
Okay. Under administrative, thank you, IDA.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yes.
First, I'd like to congratulate Joan on her announcement this morning. I think it's great. But second, I would like you all to know publicly, Joan has been invaluable in the effort that you all have set forth for us to seek these funds. She's been a real trooper, if I can use that word, and has done just a phenomenal job.
We agree. We've been there and watched her. Okay. Administrative. We got it 11:30. Do we want any kind of plan? We're just going in there.
Oh,
let her rip.
I just want to be last. That's all I ask.
You want to be last, okay. You want to be first or middle?
I mean, I'll be the middle. Okay. What do you want to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
That was my point.
Well, I didn't know that's the arrangement. I was going to talk about stimulus.
Okay.
This is what my main subject was going to be about. We've got several topics to talk about.
I used to think you guys were pretty bright, but I'm beginning to wonder now. If you let me go first, I can use all the time.
Uh-huh.
You thought, okay, all right, I just wanted to be sure.
There's also...
That's fine.
Yeah.
But when that happens, we speak less, we get to eat longer.
Okay. So
the current,
there's a plan.
You know, we've got the current sewer project that's just... I think we're going on a walkthrough here...
A week from Friday, I think.
Week from Friday, we got all that to talk about. If you have discussion, you may have several ideas of topics that you want to talk about. I thought Jim might be more up on the numbers of our situation, county growth, compared to other counties that we heard, you know, talking about 25% down, and the fortunate situation that we are with. The numbers that were given to us in January, and then I didn't know. You want to do that?
I'd almost like to say, what questions you have? Because that's
me too.
I mean, last time we said a few things and we opened up for questions, and it was the ballot initiative, I think, on the East-West Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always make comments about
that's
any
fine.
Subject, but I mean, I would say just pick a subject and field the questions.
My thought is I'm just going to run how we work, just real quick, how our little county government works, very brief, and how the officers work together, and blah, blah, blah. I agree. In fact, I was visiting with my bride, and that was what she said. Ask for questions.
Yeah.
So
they may have something on their mind.
We can all try to keep it brief and then ask the questions.
2:00 is the groundbreaking. Yeah. That's the next thing on the agenda after this.
And it's still on.
It's still on. They called and confirmed it. It's still on. I told Bob he could come to the thing. Is that all right?
What, the groundbreaking?
No, tomorrow, the lunch. You think?
That you mean?
Yeah, should I have him call? I probably didn't have him call, don't I?
Yeah, probably should.
Yeah,
it's their thing,
true.
Not ours.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, one other thing, real quick and administrative. I was invited yesterday, and I'll put these in your slots up there. Companied, and I mentioned it to Tim very briefly, has a service that they would like to speak to us about. The man's name is Jack London. He's in Tom Dustin's old office behind Casey's and Branson. They represent the patient in insurance. Say I've got an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a county employee. They represent me getting to the right place, the right doctor, where I don't waste time going through steps. And I can't explain it much better than that, so I won't try. But they would like an opportunity to come speak to us and his number and everything's on here. If y'all wanted to visit with him before we invite him over.
I mean, my biggest thing is who's paying for his service.
It's a cost, and that was not specified, but I did see something about $1 a day.
But I mean, that's fine. I've never heard of this, so
it's new. It was brand new to me.
New to me.
All right, I'll work with the girls to schedule.
You should take recess, I guess.
Recess, yes. Let's recess.